When you merely listen to God's word and choose not to immediately act upon what the Holy Spirit has shown you and convicted you of, you are drawing a false conclusion. You're building your house on the sand. You understand that what you read is true. You even think, here's an area of my life I need to deal with, and I will. However, by not taking immediate action, you've been deceived and duped by the enemy. Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Etner, author, national speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry. This is episode 176. This week's episode encourages each of us to reflect on your reflection. Have you ever looked in the mirror and noticed your hair mussed up, or you saw an unwanted smudge of something on your face? What did you do about it? Now, most people I asked said that they would stop what they're doing and deal with what they saw in the mirror right then and there. I mean, it makes sense, right? You see something that needs attention, so you stop and you fix it as best you can before moving on. Well, James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25 tells us that if we do not do what the Bible says, we're like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. He sees something wrong. He acknowledges, yeah, there's a problem that needs to be dealt with. But for whatever reason, he chooses to do nothing about what the mirror revealed to him. Instead, he just goes happily on his way, fully intending on dealing with it sometime later. And yet other things such as everyday activities, pressures, the demands of life, just things enter in and begin to vie for his attention, which leads him to forget what he saw in the mirror. Well, James tells us that that man is deceived. He sees the problem. He takes a moment to consider it, to even acknowledge that it's there. He even draws the conclusion that he needs to do something about it. But even though he fully plans on taking care of it, at that moment he chooses to walk away. And as he walks away, he promptly forgets what the mirror revealed to him. He is, as James says, coming to a wrong conclusion. He is deceived, which is proven by his lack of immediate action. Now, here's my point. When you merely listen to God's word and you choose not to immediately apply it, immediately act upon what the Holy Spirit has shown you and convicted you of, you're drawing a false conclusion. You're deceived. You're duped by the enemy. You're choosing to build your house on shifting, unstable sand. You've read God's word. You understand that what you read is true. You may even feel a prick of conviction from the Holy Spirit. And you sit there and you think, yeah, here's an area of my life that I really need to deal with, and I will. However, by not taking immediate action, you've been deceived by the enemy. I want you to consider this. When God reveals an area of your life that needs addressing, and you choose not to attend to it immediately, I want to submit that that area will eventually get worse. It's just like an open sore. If you don't attend to that open sore, it will fester, it will grow, it will become infected. And as it does, it makes it harder and harder to clean up and deal with later. It's why it's so vital that we daily choose to face head on whatever God reveals to us every time we open the scriptures and look into the mirror of his word. Don't delay, my friend. Don't put it off for even a moment. Deal with it right here and right now. Well, back into our text, excuse me, James speaks of the one who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away, James 1, 23 and 24. Notice I put an emphasis upon that verb to look. It means literally to perceive, to observe and understand. It means considering something attentively as you fix your gaze upon it. The reason I point that out is this. I believe that by using that verb to look and the way he used it, James is simply stating that as you read God's word, as you're looking into the mirror of Scripture, you see the problem. The Holy Spirit has revealed to you that there is something that needs to be dealt with, and you are fully aware of it. You can't claim ignorance, my friend. It's not going to work. The Holy Spirit has used Scripture. He's used the Word of God to reveal to you something that needs to be worked on, and you've looked upon it. You have fixed your gaze on it. You're aware that it's there. You are aware that you've got a blemish in your spiritual life that needs to be dealt with. Do you remember both the wise man and the foolish man of Matthew chapter 7? Do you remember what Jesus said about them? Excuse me. They both read God's word. They both looked into the mirror of Scripture and understood what needed to be done. It's what they chose to do with what they saw that made the difference between being a wise man and a moron. You see, the trouble lies not in the identification of the problem, but the execution of the solution. Let me repeat that. The trouble lies not in the identification of the problem, but in the execution of the solution. I think I'm probably fairly safe to say that if you looked in your bathroom mirror and you noticed a big red zit glowing at the end of your nose, I'm fairly certain that you would seek to immediately address the issue. It wouldn't even cross your mind to just, well, walk away and not do anything about it right then and there. And yet, the person that James is talking about looks into the mirror of God's word and sees something much more severe than facial acne. And yet he still turns and walks away and doesn't deal with it. In verse 24 of our text, excuse me, we see that the moment that this guy steps away from the mirror, James says he immediately forgets what he looks like. He has forgotten the issue that the mirror revealed. Now, it's interesting that the word forget here means that you are willingly choosing to neglect something. You're willingly choosing to no longer care for it. It's not that it just slips your mind. You're making the choice to not deal with it right then and there. Now, here's something I want you to think about. The fact that the man who looked into the mirror saw the spiritual blemish and chooses to walk away and immediately forgets what he looks like, the fact that he no longer cares for it, suggests that at one point in time he did care. At least to some extent, when it was originally revealed to him, he took note of it and he said, yeah, that's an issue in my life. I've got to deal with it. But he chose right then and there not to. Something else drew his attention away. He put his focus on other things that have suddenly become more important. And the result is that he's begun to care more for that other thing that drew his attention away, forgetting the imperfection, the sin issue, the blemish in his spiritual life that he had seen in the mirror of God's word. And by the way, the fact that he no longer cares for it doesn't mean that it's unimportant to him. He didn't see the problem saying, eh, no big deal. You see, it's not that he didn't care about it, but that he didn't take the time right then and there to care for it. He chose not to attend to it. He simply began to focus his thoughts on something else. And as he did, he put his energy and his attention into attending to the other things that vied for his focus instead of what God had pointed out to him. When you read the Bible and the Holy Spirit reveals an area of your life that needs work, I'm fairly positive that you don't just shrug your shoulders and say, eh, no big deal. I'm sure at the moment you see that sin issue being pointed out to you, you agree that what God has shown you is something that definitely needs to be dealt with. Oh, my friend, listen to me, please. Don't ever look into the mirror of God's word, see an issue in your life that needs to be dealt with, and just spin around and walk away. I urge you, I plead with you, deal with it right then and right there. You'll be glad you did. Whatever appointment you may have to get to, whatever task it is that you're needing to complete, those things can wait. In the whole scheme of things, those things pale in importance compared to the ultimate priority of having your heart right with God. Don't risk walking away from that mirror and forgetting what God showed you in His Word. Listen to me, watch this now. Later may be too late. Well, James goes on to say in verse 25, but whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. I want you to notice James' use of the word intently. We are encouraged to look intently into Scripture. This is a word that literally means that we're to stoop to a thing in order to look at it closely. The definition says to look at it with your head bowed forward and chin up, body leaning in, so that you can get a close look into the mirror for the purpose of becoming thoroughly acquainted with the details that the mirror is revealing to you. Let me explain it to you this way. Let's say, for example, you're standing in front of your bathroom mirror, and you notice what appears to be a dark smudge on your chin. You lean forward, getting as close to the mirror as you possibly can so that you're able to get a much better look at the spot and determine what to do next. The picture that James is painting is that of a person who's opened his Bible. He's reading the scriptures. The Holy Spirit's convicting him about something. He's discovering an area or an aspect of his life that needs attention. And what does he do? He leans in. He searches the scriptures. He studies the Word of God. Why? So that he can learn more about the issue in his life that the Holy Spirit's pointing out to him and how he needs to address it. All right, now consider this for a moment. When you're in the bathroom and you're trying to look into the mirror, you're not going to leave the light off. You're not going to stand in a dark room and try to look into the mirror. Why? Simply because you're not going to see anything in the dark. So what do? You turn a light on. Because without the light, you can't see the blemish so as to properly take care of it. Am I making sense? So consider this. Not only is God's Word a mirror that reveals to us the things we need to deal with, it is also a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path, Psalm 119, 105. You see, the Scriptures tell us that God's commands are radiant, giving light to the eyes, Psalm 19, verse 8. When you open the Bible and you look into the mirror of God's Word, the light of Scripture will reveal your secret sins. They're exposed in the light of His presence, Psalm 90, verse 8. You see, the unfolding of God's words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple, Psalm 119, verse 130. Let me repeat that verse, Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of God's word, the opening of Scripture, the reading of God's word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. You see, when you open your Bible and you read it and you study it and you meditate on it, it reveals to you those things that are hindering, that are preventing a deeper, more vibrant relationship with God. The bottom line is that God's commandment is a lamp and His teaching is a light, Proverbs 6:23. Every time you open the Bible, every time you read the Scriptures, every time you are exposed to the truth of God's Word, you are coming into the light, John 3:21. Your evil intentions will be exposed when the light shines on them, for the light makes everything visible, Ephesians 5:13 and 14. And by the way, to immediately address the spiritual blemish that the mirror of Scripture has revealed means a whole lot more than just confessing that, yeah, God, there's a sin issue in my life. I ask you to forgive me. It certainly begins there, but it also involves eradicating it, getting rid of it from your life completely, applying the Word of God in such a way that you are choosing to alter, you're choosing to adjust your daily choices, your demeanor, your behavior, your attitude, your thinking, your lifestyle, so as to never accommodate that sin ever again. So for the sake of illustration here, let's continue the idea of standing in the bathroom and looking in the mirror. And as you look into the mirror, you see that there's a wound, there's blood on your cheek. So you clean it up. You lean into the mirror, you look at it closely, and you clean it up. After you've cleaned it up, you apply some medicated ointment and possibly a bandage to it. And then you go on your way. Well, over the next few days, every time you're looking in the mirror, you're looking to see how that wound is doing. Is it healing? Does it need to be cleaned again? Does it need more ointment on it? Do I need to continue to bandage it? And you see, as you continue to tend to it, it eventually heals and goes away. In the same way, to address the spiritual blemish that God reveals to you from His Word, it requires more than just a cursory confession. God, I've sinned, please forgive me. It involves going to the Scripture, opening the Word of God and digging into it, seeking out biblical truths and principles, comparing Scripture with Scripture, looking to apply that specific truth to that specific issue in your life. You're studying the Word of God. You're also memorizing the verses that can help you live in purity and freedom and godliness and integrity. You're meditating on the truth of that God has revealed to you. You're choosing to live by that truth every moment of every day. In other words, as James put it, you're looking intently into the Word of God. You're not just giving it a passing glance. You're getting close to it. So close that you can thoroughly examine the details of what the Holy Spirit is revealing to you. You see, God has much to reveal to us in His Word. Within the pages of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, we find God's truth about who we are, who He is, and how we are to live that godly life of integrity and purity and godliness, a life that truly honors and glorifies Him at all times. Now, at times, that means that His Word is going to show you things that need to be dealt with. Maybe it's a nagging sin that needs to be eradicated once and for all. Maybe it's this king me attitude that needs to be changed. Or it's a thought process that needs some tweaking and adjusting. You see, a cursory glance at the Bible, a little 5-minute devotional, usually will not reveal those things. It's only when you look intently into the Word of God that you see the true reflection. Let me quickly point out to you something that I think is obvious. James clearly states, it is the Word of God we're to look intently into. And here's why I point that out. There are indeed a lot of great books by some really great authors on how to live for God. There are great studies on how to have a closer relationship with God, how to live in victory over sin. But without the Word of God filling your mind, without Colossians 3:17, the Word of Christ dwelling in you richly, you're not going to know true lasting victory. God's Word is the perfect law of liberty. It is complete. It is all that you and I will ever need, nothing else. And we are to look intently into it. We are to, watch this now, we are to invest time in studying the Scriptures, not just spend a few minutes a day glancing at the Word of God, but investing time in reading and studying and digging. You see, when we look intently into the Word of God, and then we choose to act upon what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us, that is when we are truly blessed. That is when we will know true happiness. Now, I want you to notice James' use of the word "and" in verse 25. Specifically, here's what he writes. Whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, this man's work will be blessed. This word "and" is called oftentimes a conjunction of annexation. It's a word that takes two separate things and unites them in a way that makes them totally dependent upon each other. Now, don't lose me here. Here's what I'm trying to say. Simply put, you cannot have one without the other. It's like peanut butter and jelly. Here's what James' use of the word "and" is telling us. Not only must you choose to look intently into the Word of God, in other words, daily searching and studying the Scriptures, you must also, and this is the "and," you must also continue in it. You need to apply it to your daily life, choosing to live it out on a regular basis. These two events, looking intently into the Word of God and continuing in it, these two events are dependent upon each other. Don't just listen to the Word. You need to be a doer of the Word as well, James 1:22. You must also apply it to your life, obey it. That's when you become the wise man, the wise builder of Matthew chapter 7. Every day, my friend, we are to be in the Word of God. Every day, we're to let the Word of God be in us. Every time we open the Scriptures, we must look intently into it. every day. We need to keep God on the throne of our heart, and we must choose to maintain our focus on not only reading God's word, but listening to the Holy Spirit as he guides us into all truth, John 16, verses 13 through 15. We must always, 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 consistently and constantly choose daily, moment by moment, to walk in obedience to our Creator, our Savior, and our Heavenly Father. All right, well, let's hit the pause button until next week's episode. In the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about the Pure Man Ministry and what it is we do to help men across the globe find freedom and victory over their sexual addictions, be sure to visit our website. There's a multitude of resources available to you there. Our website is The Purity Coach. It's all one word, The Purity, P-U-R-I-T-Y, coach.com. And let me take just a brief moment and wrap up this podcast by giving you a glimpse into our ministry. And the reason I want to do that is because I want you to understand we do a whole lot more here at the Pure Man Ministry than just produce a weekly podcast. The Pure Man Ministry is a faith-based, 100% donor-supported ministry. And every aspect of everything we do, from the website to the podcast to the conferences that we conduct, to the free app that we've created, to the books that I've written, and especially our 12-week Point of Purity program, all of it is made possible by our team of ministry partners who faithfully support this ministry financially. You know, without compromise, the Pure Man Ministry is dedicated to showing men and women literally across the globe how to have a growing, vibrant relationship with Christ. A relationship that is real and that is personal. And to be quite frank with you, we desperately need ongoing financial assistance. We need people who are committed to helping us provide the hope and the help that men and women across the globe desperately need in order to win their battle against the beast of sexual impurity. And that takes funds, it takes finances to do all of this ministry. So I'm truly honored at this moment in this podcast to extend to you a personal invitation. I'm inviting you to join this ministry as we continue to impact our world by equipping and training men and women in how to live in purity and godliness and integrity. Your financial gift of any amount is tax deductible. So to give that tax deductible gift to the Pure Man Ministry today, simply go to our website, thepuritycoach.com, and click on the donate button in the upper right corner. Thank you so much for any gift that you can give to help us continue in this ministry. Well, if you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, let me encourage you. I want you to do so as soon as possible. I don't want you to miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, certified professional mentor, and purity coach Steve Ettner for the Pure Man Ministry, reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, He must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.